Here's what district superintendents say they don't want: standardized contracts for charter schools and a mandate to teach financial literacy. Proposals on both issues are pending in the legislature, but districts say they need the flexibility to outline terms and conditions for charter schools, because while operating mostly independently of the districts the schools are in, charters still affect a district's overall grade. The superintendents also say mandating a financial literacy course will hamper students' ability to take elective courses. They also contend such instruction is already happening in conjunction to other subjects. The list of what school districts do want, however, is much longer, such as additional authority to raise local tax caps on funds that pay for school repair, technology, and safety upgrades. The superintendents are also calling again for some stability as the state tries to navigate what has become a rocky transition to new education standards, especially with school and teacher accountability systems also in flux. Brevard Superintendent Brian Bengali says he's worried Florida's heading toward a crash.
What I try to convey is that we're all out here working very hard to try to have meaningful improvements in our accountability and evaluation systems. And the worry is that those could be undone if we're not thoughtful about, you know, how it rolls out with the very important assessment element of that.
The state is on the verge of making more changes to its standards during a time when teachers are still adjusting to them. The Florida Department of Education has not decided what new English and math tests will look like, though teachers and schools are still expected to be evaluated based on how well students perform on the exams. Superintendents want to wait to implement new school grades, new standards, and new tests. Governor Rick Scott, however, did not say where he stands on the issue.
And as you know, I've always been supportive of high standards. I've always been supportive of working with our superintendents. I'm very comfortable that with the commissioner and the State Board of Education, they're going to do the right thing.
State Education Commissioner Pam Stewart has said there will be no pause to the school accountability system changes, even as House Speaker Will Weatherford suggested the idea deserves some consideration. Meanwhile, school districts are facing fraying relationships with their local community colleges after the legislature last year changed how dual-enrolled students are funded. The districts are now required to pay tuition for dual-enrolled students, a cost they say was unexpected and is quickly becoming unaffordable. Prior to the changes, the colleges received some funding for the students, but they said it wasn't enough to cover the entire cost of teaching them. Stewart says the Florida college system and her department are aware of the tensions.
We certainly want to do whatever we can to help that relationship between the school districts and the local state college, as it does benefit our students for them to be able to continue to have dual enrollment. So we'll work together. We'll continue to do that in those situations where it is a strained relationship.
Some districts have worked out deals with their local college to split the cost of teaching the students, but as more of them participate in dual enrollment programs, those expenses are increasing. In some districts, the cost for dual enrolled students was more than $1 million. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.